Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the biggest family-friendly music festival in the U.S., Nickelodeon Slime Fest Music Festival, returning to Chicago in June. Two big days, June 8th and 9th. Parents, kids listening to live music and playing with green goo, headlining some of pop music's biggest stars, including Nickelodeon superstar JoJo Siwa, winner of Favorite Social Music Star at the recent Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards 2019, co-host of Nickelodeon's hit series Lip Sync Battle Shorties, a social media star, entrepreneur, New York Times bestselling author, pop singer, dancer. Her video Boomerang has racked up more than 670 million views and counting. On YouTube, over 9.2 million subscribers, almost 8 million followers on Instagram. Released her first ever LP last November. And this summer will embark on her first ever U.S. concert tour, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa Dream the Tour. And she's only 15 years old. This summer, one of the featured performers at Nickelodeon Slime Fest Music Festival in Chicago, two big days, June 8th and 9th, JoJo Siwa back with us on This Week in America. JoJo, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Wow, you named off just about everything in my head that I can think of.
Well, there's a lot more, but we only got a limited amount of time here. You've got so much going on for you, and it's going to be such a big summer for you. Let's talk about specifically what's going on in Chicago. You've got music, one-of-a-kind experiences, Chicago in the summer, and plenty of green goo. There's really something for the entire family at Nickelodeon Slime Fest Music Festival once again, isn't there?
There definitely is. It's going to be such a good event this year. It's going to be so fun. The energy is going to all be there. You know, as performers, you got me, you got Pitbull, you've got T-Pain and Bebe Rexha. It's such a fun group. It's going to be such a fun time at Slime Fest.
It's a lineup of superstars performing, and in addition to that, talk about all the one-of-a-kind experiences. Some of the favorites from last year will be back, and some new ones as well.
I'm excited for the slime maze. I heard there's a slime maze happening, and that is going to be, that's going to be really fun.
Talk about when you're there and everybody's enjoying themselves, and you're a featured performer. Can you actually go out and goo it up like everybody else?
Definitely create a bit of pandemonium if I were to go out and kind of go into the general public while everyone was there and go get slimed. But I do think that, you know, if I wanted to, I could probably convince people that before the doors open or after the doors close, you know, let me go through a slime maze once or twice.
You know, I heard you talk about the goo, and you said it actually is sort of a good conditioner. So there really are, if somebody's afraid of goo for the first time, there are some actual positive benefits, aren't there?
Oh, it's mostly positive benefits, I would say. It's so fun. I love getting slimed.
Talk about where people can get tickets. I know they're interested in getting tickets. Tickets will be going on sale Wednesday if you have a newsletter, today if you have a newsletter, Friday to the general public. How can people go about getting tickets for this experience?
www.nickslimefest.com
and get all the information there. And of course, you can link onto that directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We talked about this before it happened last year, this big two-day event. I actually knew families that took a long weekend, went to Chicago because Chicago is special during the summer. And with this two-day event, what was it like for you to be there and to see all of these smiling faces, in some cases covered with green goo out in the audience? How much fun was this as a performer?
It was crazy. Slime Fest was the first time that I was really like, whoa, this is my life. I mean, there was 14,000 people all wearing JoJo bows. Like, it was, and hopefully again this year will be, incredible and just the greatest experience ever.
And again, you can get all the information at the website, nickslimefest.com. I mentioned this is really a big summer for JoJo. Let's talk about the tour. This is really something special. Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa Dream, the tour, your first headlining tour, sold out initially in many of the major cities. They had to actually add more dates. This kicks off in May in Phoenix. Talk about how exciting this is to be actually headlining your own tour all across the country. In fact, ending up in Vancouver then.
It's so fun. It's crazy. You know, it's going on tour is really all I've ever wanted because I love performing so much. And now that I get to do it just every day for 52-plus days in a row is going to be amazing and the best experience ever. So for everyone listening right now, if you guys want to get tickets to come see me on tour, the second half of the tour still has a couple of tickets left, so hurry up and go get them today. Don't wait another second. You can go to jojodreamtour.com.
And when she says you better hurry for tickets, you better. I was looking online last night, and occasionally you would find a couple of seats here, a couple of seats there in some of these venues that you'll be playing around the country. What's really interesting is I am looking at the places that you are playing. These are like historic venues around the country. This has to be, as a performer, to be at the Beacon Theater in New York City, for example, some of these other legendary theaters around the country. It's almost a pinch-yourself moment, isn't it?
It's unreal. Seriously, I mean, that's the word for it, is that it's just unreal. Some historical ones, some just huge ones. I mean, there's a 12,000-seater venue that I'm playing, which is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's incredible, and you have to go online to get tickets, jojodreamtour.com. The first batch of cities sold out quickly, so get information on that. And if I'm calculating my numbers correctly, you'll be celebrating your 16th birthday May 19th on the stage of the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles, California. What a great birthday present to yourself.
I know, right? I will be. It's gonna be really fun. May 19th is the LA show. All my friends are going to be there. That show's going to be a blast.
Let's talk about a minute or so left here. Let's go back and talk about Slimefest once again in Chicago. The dates on that are June 8th and 9th. Talk about the performance there and being able to perform. You mentioned that the all-star lineup with people like that. What's that like to be able to work with Pitbull and stars of that caliber?
It's really cool. You know, considering that those people have been in this business for a long, long, long time, doing music for a long time, and I'm a kid who I love what I do, but I mean, like, I'm with Pitbull. Like, it's awesome.
You know, I'm saying you get to perform with Pitbull. Pitbull's probably saying to his friends, you know, I'm going to be playing with JoJo this weekend in Chicago. This has to be a neat time for everybody to get together.
It's definitely a good variety of people. I mean, I'd be pretty crazy if Pitbull was saying that.
Information on that available at nickslimefest.com. As you prepare this summer, and that will be actually part of the tour. This will be a couple of dates in the middle of the tour. Talk about the preparation. It's all fun. You get out on stage. You love it. The crowd loves it. There's a lot of preparation that goes into putting these shows together, isn't there?
There is. There is so much that puts this show together. We have a lot of rehearsal coming up. We start on April 15th. So much preparation, so much work. We've been working at this tour, I mean, for about a year now, a little bit over a year now.
If you go to the website, and again, all the information is there for the Nick Slimefest. It's nickslimefest.com. You'll see, for example, a gallery. You'll look and think, I wonder if my family would enjoy this. Well, these are family memories and photos that will last a lifetime. There's a gallery there to see all the fun that everybody had last year. All of the activities are listed there. You'll get tickets on information. Tickets go on sale to the general public beginning Friday, March 29th at 10 a.m. That's Central Time. You can also sign up for a newsletter there as well. And if you go to JoJo's website, jojodreamtour.com, information on her tour, playing over 50 cities across the summer, this all across the country, in fact, ending up in Canada, as I said, at Vancouver. JoJo, always a pleasure. Congratulations on all the success. I'm going to take 30 seconds here. Another Kids Choice Award. These really are important to you because they're voted by the kids. These are important, aren't they?
Important. The Kids Choice Awards is such a fun show, and then to be there and to win is just, I mean, not reality. And then it is my reality, which is fabulous, and I love it so much. But that award show is really like a big family reunion because all my friends are there.
Yeah, it's fun to watch, and once again, you did very well there, and you got a little conditioner in your hair, a little green goo afterwards as well.
Yeah.
JoJo Siwa back with us on This Week in America. Information on Nickelodeon Slimefest Music Festival returning to Chicago June 8th and 9th at the website nickslimefest.com. JoJo, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.